This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Eliminate bags under your eyes in minutes with Instantly Ageless from GCNLife.com.
Welcome back. We're taking callers. If you want to join the program, the number is 877-789-2539. We're going to have Gabe Hoffman, who is the producer behind An Open Secret. He's going to be joining us at the bottom of the hour. But for the next half hour, we're going to be taking your phone calls. Let's go right now to Juan in Florida. Thank you for holding, Juan. Go ahead.
Thank you, David. We just want to say thank you for all that you're doing.
Oh, thank you.
Thank you. I buy all the Alex Jones products. I've been a listener around 97 also, like my brother was saying.
Wow.
But look, I just want to tell you that the most important thing is water, protect the water. I'm in Royal Palm Beach and protect the air that you breathe. I'm in the process of buying a hyperbaric oxygen chamber. Look into that, brother.
Okay.
But look, I was military intel, Navy, but right now, I'm going to read to you real quick. It was by William Kelly, official Palm Beach exempt from 5G wireless law. It was posted May 3, 2017 at 12 a.m., and then it was upgraded on May 3rd on 4:29. Very important. You need to know that Donald Trump is extensor of the elites. People need to look into this because the 5G is a diabolical weapon at the highest level.
I agree. Yes. It's a diabolical weapon both against our liberty and against our health. I agree.
Yes, it's mind control. Remember, that's what the enemy has wanted from the Christian, from the humanity, from the beginning.
Mm-hmm.
Now, the Israelis are exempt. You can look into that. It's the Palm Beach Daily. There's another girl here who is, her name is, you can find her on YouTube, Cindy Garraway. She published it in July 2017. I'm bringing the 5G. It was built by Israel, and it is being used. They don't use it there. They're exempt, so is the elite. And Donald Trump, I think he's here this weekend, and I'm planning to go over there and let him know so he doesn't come with any excuse and say, oh, I didn't know about this. You understand what I'm saying?
Yeah. Did they say did they say in this paper or this article, did they say why they were opposed to 5G?
Oh, yeah. It's here. Town manager Tom Bradford said Tuesday that Palm Beach and some other coastal communities have been exempted from legislation that would limit local control on the installation of 5G transmission equipment.
So you're saying it's been exempted?
No, yeah. Yeah, that's what I'm trying to tell you guys. So we have the right. We have the right given us to us by God in the Constitution to protect our life and the freedom of liberty.
I agree.
So people need to get to find out where the elites live, you know, like the governors and senators, and find out 5 years also there so they can make this go viral and let the world know that these people are a bunch of hypocrites. You understand what I'm saying?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Well, you know, back in the Clinton administration, Bill Clinton's administration, 1996, they passed the Telecommunications Act. And they said at that time that that act was supposed to trump the concern of any localities, any state and local concerns that would restrict the location of cell phone towers were going to be shut down if you wanted to restrict their location based on health concerns. Now, if you're concerned that it was going to be ugly and it's going to hurt your property values, they'd listen to you because I guess they figured they could dress it up or whatever. But you weren't going to be able to raise health objections to any of these cell phone towers. And so it's something that we need to push back against. That's a bad piece of legislation. And if you're pointing out that they're giving themselves exemption in West Palm Beach and other places where you've got a lot of elitists there because they know how dangerous this is. Look, we've already had some studies about 5G itself, but there were a tremendous number of studies that took place immediately before and immediately after the 1996 Telecommunications Act, showing that it increased cancer. If you were close to these cell phone towers, it increased cancer by anywhere from 3 to 8 times, depending on the different types of cancer. And they didn't care. And we've had a study that was in 2016. They did it on rats, showed increased effects and tumors on the hearts and minds, quite literally the brains and the hearts of rats, predominantly male. And they said, we don't care. We're going to move on with this. We're not going to do the human studies. We're going to continue on with this. You're going to have an antenna that's every 50 feet. It's going to be very high in frequency. And so it's qualitatively much more dangerous. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
Getting your protein has never been easier with InfoWars Life Protein Bars. Available in delicious chocolate peanut butter and vanilla coconut flavors, these protein bars are the perfect answer for a snack on the go. InfoWars Life Protein Bars are nutrient-packed, portable protein bars for an easy-to-eat and great-tasting meal. Pre- or post-workout fuel alternative. At just 240 calories per bar and 15 grams of protein each, these bars will be your favorite at-hand snack for at home, in the car, at work, we're on the go for getting nutrients easily. High in fiber and nutrients with wholesome ingredients for high-level performance with great taste, such as whey protein and chocolate compound. These protein bars can help you with the boost you need to reach your goals. Protein-packed and full of fiber and healthy ingredients, InfoWars Life Protein Bars are a can't-miss snack for any InfoWarrior serious about their energy. Try both flavors today at InfoWarsStore.com.
The tip of the spear. It is the Alex Jones Show with David Knight.
Welcome back. I'm David Knight in for Alex Jones on this Friday, March 18th, 2019. We're taking phone calls. Let's go to the phone calls because I've got a lot of these to get through before we get to our guest. At the bottom of the hour, we're going to have Gabe Hoffman joining us. He was a producer for An Open Secret, talking about the sexual shenanigans in Hollywood. And, of course, there's been a lot of that continuing in the news. I don't think it's ever going to stop, but with Michael Jackson and others. But also some new revelations have come to light about politicians, religious leaders, people in Hollywood especially. So Gabe's going to be joining us at the bottom of the hour. Let's go to Dennis in Virginia. Thank you for holding, Dennis. Go ahead.
Hey, David. Thanks for taking my call. I just want to jump back to the vaccination issue there. I spent over 29 years in the Army, and I don't know how many shots I've taken, you know, throughout the course of being in the military. And, you know, up until a few years ago, they finally passed laws that they could not experiment on our military anymore. Mm-hmm. I mean, why is it they're always experimenting? You know, you can go back. I mean, if these vaccinations work, why are they always experimenting on different populations? They'll go to inner cities and give them these free shots.
Oh, yeah.
They'll go to Africa and a lot of these villages and give them all kinds of shots. You know, if the death rate gets too high, they pull out. But if these shots work, these vaccinations work, why are they always experimenting?
Well, I guess the other question is, if the vaccines work, why are they concerned about what I do or not, right? I mean, if their vaccines work, then you shouldn't be concerned whether or not I or my family take these vaccines. And it's another issue where we need to be able to separate the vaccines from the vaccine additives, just like we do with food and food additives. All of that should be open for discussion. The fact that they are trying so hard to shut this down at the same time that they're pushing mandatory vaccines. I mean, wouldn't you expect that if they're going to mandate vaccines, that we would have a debate? Of course, the Democrats tell us that they want to debate when it comes to Israel, but they don't want to debate when it comes to vaccines or anything else. They say, well, we want to open this up for debate. We don't want to shut that down. They do want to shut down anything that they don't agree with. Now, when we talk about human experimentation, especially in the military, it's interesting you would bring this up, Dennis, because I've been listening to a book about Operation Paperclip, a very good book by Annie Jacobson. I would suggest that to anybody who really wants to get a feel for how we have lost our way in this country. You know, after World War II, we decided that we weren't going to push them for reparations, that perhaps that push after World War I was what brought us into the conflict again, pushing them down, taking away their economy and so forth. Perhaps that had a factor to do, was a factor in that. But still, as we looked at that, they decided they were going to get something for their trouble, and that was going to be technology. So we brought in all of the rocket scientists, but we also brought in And of course, you know, when we look at the rocket scientists, I'm not really willing to give Wernher von Braun a pass on all this stuff when he was dropping V2 rockets, when he was using slave labor to manufacture these V2 rockets. The kind of people, the things that he was doing to manufacture this, and it was a big push, was just as bad as anything that you would see in any of the concentration camps. I mean, they're putting these people digging underground military bases with their bare hands because they were so afraid that if they gave them tools like axes and pickaxes, that they would use it against them. So the types of things that Wernher von Braun and his crew were doing to get those built, the slave labor, people would go in. They wouldn't give them any medical treatment. They were not coming out. It's the worst conditions you could ever imagine. But we decided that we wanted this technology, and it wasn't just the rocket technology. It was also chemical weapons, and it was biological weapons. We brought these scientists in. That was going to be our payback for the war. It was going to be technology and information. It was based on human experimentation. And once we brought in those scientists along with the data, then we started to regard that, I think, as something that was fine for us to do. And we've had numerous reports, most of them kind of quiet about human experimentation. We have sometimes that it comes out like Tuskegee. But that's just one of many, many examples that have surfaced. But we're talking about human experimentation. Just look at 5G. They're going to roll this out, expose everybody to this. And many scientists who have looked at this said, we are embarking on the biggest human experiment we ever have embarked on, and we are doing it without proper vetting. I think that they do know what this is going to do to people. I think, as I said, we had a study back in 2016. I don't think that there's any question that this is going to have adverse effects on a lot of people. We've already seen people who are in close proximity to this. If you hold up the cell phone, even though that's a low signal level, you hold that cell phone up to your head all the time, we've already seen people getting brain tumors. Well, you're going to be exposed to 5G everywhere all the time because they're going to be putting these antennas about every 50 feet because they are such a high frequency. They don't have transmission unless they are line of sight. So we have human experimentation that's going on all the time. The question is, when are the people going to have enough of this, Dennis? Are you still there? Okay, I think we lost Dennis.
Yeah, David.
Okay. Sorry, I went on this long rant, and I put you to sleep there. Go ahead.
Hey, it's good stuff. I watch you guys every day. I love it. You know, I couldn't live without your show. I tell you, and Alex and Owen, I mean, you guys are like my dog. Sometimes my dog couldn't live without. I mean, I'm serious. I watch you guys every day.
Well,
I can't get anything done in my house. I mean, I turn you on in the mornings, and it's like, you know, no, I'm not going to watch them today. I get the stuff done. But I end up watching you all day.
Well, just listen as you're working. You'll be able to get something done.
But David, thanks for taking my call, man.
Appreciate
it. I'm glad you're back and everything's great with you. And you know, we pray for you.
Thank you.
Thank you so much
for doing that. That's very, very important. I really did appreciate it. I was very touched by people praying. Some of the people today, I was having the operation, called into the show that Owen was hosting and prayed for me. I was very touched by that, and I do believe that that makes a big difference. Let's go to Ken in Missouri. Thank you for holding, Ken. Go ahead.
Hello.
Hey, Ken.
Yeah.
Hey, go ahead.
How you doing?
Doing good.
Hey, they must have misunderstood me. I'm in Florida.
Oh, okay. Sorry.
All right, that's all right. Hey, you know that phrase, learn to code? I got
yeah.
an idea from it.
Okay.
You know, if us conservatives got together and wrote our own operational code so we wouldn't have to ask permission to communicate, don't you think that'd be helpful?
Yeah, it would. And, you know, we do have several different video sites and several different social media sites. It's just an issue of getting critical mass. You know, you look at YouTube, you look at Facebook. You know, I look at Facebook and I look at Mark Zuckerberg. You know, this guy is not a genius. You know, he is a made man. You know that he was subsidized. If you go back and you look at how these guys got into the position of where they are, now they were able to operate, get there early on and get a foothold because they were promoted by the overall system. It isn't like Facebook is such a great interface. Quite frankly, I've never liked Facebook. I haven't been on it in over a decade. I tried it out as an individual, and I didn't like it, and I certainly don't like what they're doing now with the information that they get. But they were supported by the deep state. As the Internet became feasible, you had all these different venture capital firms that were created to help Facebook, to help Google get in power. They worked with the people that were going to be working with them, the same way that we see the situation going on in China now. You work with the Chinese, they'll work with you. If you don't, they're going to exclude you from being able to do business. They will subsidize people. Facebook used to get a lot of money from the Atlantic Council. They're now paying dividends back to the Atlantic Council, giving them contributions. Of course, Atlantic Council is pushing globalist interventionist wars for regime change and so forth. It's kind of a think tank for NATO. They are connected to these different organizations. They've been helped by them. The buzz that was created around them has been very helpful. You look at alternatively something like Gab, where they say, well, we're going to just be all about free speech. What happens to them? Not only do they get attacked as being racist, as being fringe, but they also get attempts made by banks to try to defund them, to deplatform them, to say that we're not going to deal with you. We're not going to take payments. Same thing happening to us. So it's a real uphill struggle. It's not just having the ability to be able to put code through. Yeah, you can put that up there. It's also, though, trying to get that out there and swim upstream against the establishment, both the media establishment as well as the banking establishment, trying to shut people down. All right, stay with us. We'll be right back with more of your calls.
Any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGdirect.com.
Do you have a family? Would you like to help make sure they'll be taken care of if anything were to happen to you? If you answered yes, you probably need life insurance. Now, do you think life insurance is expensive? If you answered yes to that, too, you definitely need to give AIG Direct a call. We could find you a $250,000 policy for just $14 a month, which means you could save hundreds of dollars a year. Call us now for a free, no-obligation quote. 1-800-919-5435. Since 1995, we've helped millions of people find out if they could save up to 70% on their term life insurance. See how affordably we can help you protect your family. Call AIG Direct now for your free quote. 1-800-919-5435. You could save up to 70%. That's 1-800-919-5435. 1-800-919-5435.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Welcome back. We're taking calls. I'm going to jump into this as quickly as possible because we've got Gabe Hoffman joining us in the next segment. Let's go right away to Bruce in Texas. Go ahead, Bruce.
Hey, good afternoon, David. Thank you for taking my call.
Well, thank you for waiting.
I listen to you whenever I can catch your show, and we enjoy the heck out of the all the products that you offer at InfoWars.
Great. Thank
you. I'm sorry I missed your show on CPAPs with modems. I'm a longtime CPAP user, about 15-plus years. And for all those years that I was employed, I retired as an engineer last December after 41 years. The insurance companies bought replacement parts and you know commodities every 3 months, no question asked. I retire. I'm on Medicare. I go for my first set of replacements last month, and Medicare demands to see the chip in my CPAP for a compliance assessment. I said, compliance? What's the contract? Well, what are the terms? Worse yet, what happens if I'm non-compliant?
Yeah.
You take the right 90-day window in my life, and I'm spending 2 weeks backpacking in the mountains. No CPAP.
Wow.
And so it really irritated me that they were looking at that and monitoring every minutia of my CPAP use.
And see, that's what we're always going to see when we've got, you know, when the government helps you with something like that, they take control. And before you know it, they're dictating particular terms to you. That's the real danger with any government assistance on health care. They're going to start dictating the terms of it, and they're going to start using that to intrude into our lives in any number of you know, ways and arbitrarily setting up boundaries for what we can and cannot do. They're going to even intrude themselves into what we can and cannot eat. That's an absolute given. Once they start providing health care to everybody, they're going to tell us how much sugar we can have. They're going to tell us whether or not we can have meat and on and on and on because, of course, they're paying for it. If they're paying for it, they're going to define it. We've already seen this happen with education. You know, education is a great thing. I'm not a big fan of schools, however, because of what they do when they get control. You never know what these people are going to do, and they come up with some pretty crazy issues. So are they now telling you that if you don't have a monitoring chip or they're not happy with the activity that you're doing? How are they using this precisely against you?
Well, I'm not sure yet. I haven't heard back from them. I've had that chip and that machine for 6 years now, and no one has ever asked to see my sleep patterns or any of the data on it. But now they're looking at it. But I'm concerned, well, what will they do if they don't? If I'm not compliant in their mind?
Yeah.
They count the number of days you use it for four or more hours, the number of days you use it total, and computing percentages. So what's compliant? And I read about the modem CPAP, and that really scares me when they can change the settings on the fly.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. I don't want them controlling my car, let alone my medical devices by remote control. Hey, even if it is nothing malicious, let's just say that they do a software update. They don't always get those right, right? I mean, how many people have upgraded their cell phones and find out that a whole bunch of stuff has been broken? I just had so much stuff broken on my latest upgrade with Apple, I've completely abandoned the Apple iPhone. I'm gone to an Android platform. And so, you know, it's just, it's that type of thing. You know, when they upgrade stuff like that and do it over the wire, you never know what they're going to do. Yeah, that's a real concern.
And also wanted to mention that you had mentioned the adverse reaction your wife had to gabapentin.
Yeah.
My girlfriend had the same reaction.
Did she? Yeah. Yeah, the doctors all say, they always say, I've never heard of that before. And it's like, well, you should go to some of the sites that I've gone to. I've got 1,000 people talking about adverse reactions that they'd had over that thing. I was absolutely astounded when I found it. You know, the simple fact of the matter is that, you know, these drugs are very intense. They're concentrated. And not everybody's going to have that reaction. Look, there's some people that liked it. And that's the whole thing behind risk. Right. All we can do is say, you know, this is what we know at this given moment. Fully inform patients. Let them make up their minds as to what they want to do. But you be honest with them. Give them full disclosure, because not everybody's going to have the same reaction. That's what we're seeing going on with vaccines as well. I'm absolutely certain of that. But even when you have a situation where somebody has an adverse reaction to a vaccine, you have a doctor that's being threatened in California with his license because a child who'd had an adverse reaction to a vaccine before, he goes to the doctor, and the doctor says, all right, well, we're going to exempt you from vaccines. And so they hammer that doctor because he exempted that person who'd had an adverse reaction. It's not going to happen to everybody. It's just an issue of risk, and we need to be informed of what those risks are. Absolutely.
Yeah, but for fun, have you ever had a challenge discussion with a doctor about the possible side effects to find out how little they know about it for any drug?
Yeah, they're not concerned. I talked to my doctor about that, and you know, as soon as I bring up a side effect, he goes, oh, you've been talking to Dr. Google, haven't you? You know, that kind of condescending attitude. And I just bit my tongue. I didn't say, well, one of us needs to take a look at some of the studies and some of the side effects. If you're not interested, I am, because it's my health, and we need to take control of our own health. And if we let the government subsidize this and take it over as they are working so hard to do, then we won't have that choice. And I think right now the tip of that spear is the vaccine mandates. So they're ready to shove down our throats, and they're going to work with Facebook to shut down any information that would have people be concerned about that. I mean, they really want to take our freedom, they want to take our health, and they aren't interested in what we have to say. Thank you. We're going to move along, Bruce, because I've got a lot of people holding here, and I've only got this segment. Let's go to Michelle in California. Thank you for holding,
David.
Michelle. Hi.
Hi. Thank you for having me on. I appreciate it.
Yes, thank you. Thank you for holding.
So I wanted to bring up a topic I never really hear anybody talk about, and that is the white slavery that was in this country before black slavery ever got here. Mm-hmm. When we're talking about the Atlantic slave trade, it started with the Irish, the English, and the Scottish for a number of different reasons. I won't go into all of that. One place that they were brought to was Barbados, and they were thrown out into the fields, and they were just scorched by the sun, the heat. They did not fare well in Barbados and hot countries. And, of course, one of the names, it evolved from another name, and I can't remember the name right now, but it comes, the redneck is white slave that came from that region.
Mm-hmm.
Because they were so burnt on the back of their legs and their necks that they gave them names for this. So as we come into America, several years before blacks became slaves here, blacks were free, blacks owned white slaves. So it kind of went like this. You had whites who owned black slaves, Native Americans and whites. You had whites who owned white blacks and Native Americans, and Native Americans who owned whites, blacks, and Native Americans. So I think we need to push back on this whole black agenda. I'm so sick and tired of hearing about poor me, I'm a victim. You don't hear the Irish or the Scots talking about it. So how about we start something that pushes, hey, this is true history over here. Let's educate the public, because I'm sick and tired of hearing about the victimhood.
I think we need to ask some really tough questions of these Democrats who are out there demagoguing about reparations. Ask them who's white and who's black. Have them go back and look at the history of the guy who wrote Amazing Grace. You know, he was a slave trader, but at one point in time, he was enslaved by the black people. He had a shipwreck, they got a hold of him, and he was a slave of blacks. Everybody has had.
I've been doing a lot of research into Google and YouTube censorship, and I've noticed that there's one type of video that is the most censored, the most buried, the most suppressed. And that's the videos where you saw in 2016 election night all the arrogant leftist authoritarians like the Young Turds and others get so butthurt when Trump won. They don't want us to have that victory. They don't want us to remember what political action did. And that's why the globalists, Hillary and others, are trying to shut InfoWars down. This is a fight about taking your speech away, not just my speech, about taking your very sovereignty away. This country is in a war. So again, I want to thank you for what you've done, but I want to remind you, if you don't spread the articles and videos, and if you don't financially get the great products we have and fund us, and the 360 win, we're dead in the water. I'm in your hands. You're in my hands. InfoWarsStore.com. Thank you.
Hey everyone, Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to Proactive.com. And enter promo code radio. You heard right. Proactive MD plus free shipping and a free gift. The new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now. 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Here are some from Amazon. September 2018. Extendivite works in keeping my blood pressure in the normal range. I've been using Extendivite for many years now. May 2018. Great product. I use regularly and I rarely get sick. March 2018. This product has relieved what appeared to be angina pain in my chest and shortness of breath after climbing stairs. I'm quite happy about it. February 2018. My husband, son, and I have been using this product for a few months now, and we have noticed an improvement in our joints and blood pressure. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale priced for your everyday use. Order today at readytoeatbacon.com. Readytoeatbacon.com.
Talking to Gabe Hoffman in just a moment. Again, he is the producer of An Open Secret. While we're waiting to get him on the line, let's go to some of the calls that we have. I think we've got Paul in Vegas still on the line. Go ahead, Paul. Thank you for holding. Hello, Paul. Are you there?
Hello.
Hey, Paul. How you doing? Thanks for holding. Go ahead.
Sorry about that. I was praying for you when you had your surgery. Definitely.
Thank you so much. Appreciate that.
Yeah, and you was talking earlier about the Democrats. They're never going to stop their obstructionist agenda because they're jealous of President Trump. a better guy or whatever, and you see her later on and she's real happy, and you're like, it's a sort of a hatred that they just keep manifest over and over.
Well, yeah, I agree with you. I think it's even more than just jealousy of his success. I mean, they want power. That's just that. I mean, that's all it is. When you look at socialism, they want to be able to control everything. They want to be able to control your life. They want to be able to plan your life. They want central control and central planning. That is the essence of socialism. And these are people who will do anything to get political powers. What makes them so dangerous is why we don't want them to have it. And so, yeah, they don't like the fact that the Republicans or President Trump have it. They'll do anything to get it. And it doesn't matter what happens to this country. That's going to be the agenda that they pursue. And I just wish we could get more people on both sides of the aisle that are more concerned about the things that affect each and every one of us rather than their own political careers. Because quite frankly, I'm really getting tired of both sides of this back and forth, this political wrangling that's up there, when both sides are basically urinating on the Bill of Rights. They don't care about our individual liberties. And I think it's pretty apparent by now that there's not anybody there that really does.
Right. I have some solutions for some of the things like the border. We need to put solar panels on the border as well as a high-speed LEV train. And I also build hydrogen fuel cells. I'm looking for people to maybe help me test my product out. My name's Dan Frank. I'm on Facebook. You can look up my invention on there. I'm building hydrogen fuel cells from razor blades. I'm recycling the razor blades.
Mm-hmm.
They're awesome. And it's a huge answer to a lot of our power problems. This is something that's portable. You're going to be able to take it anywhere and produce your own power. So,
well, I'm all for anybody trying this stuff. I don't support the government picking the winners and choosers, winners and losers, because they're the ones who are picking that. They're the ones who are subsidizing that, and that's my problem. I mean, we see what's going on with Elon Musk and Tesla. I mean, we just had a video that surfaced of a guy who was servicing the Tesla is up in Canada somewhere. And he said every one of these things that come in, they're just collecting all of the Model 3s are collecting mud and dirt. And he goes, I'm typically getting between 10 and 20 pounds of mud. There you can see the video of him right there as he's pulling the stuff out. He says one of them, he got 35 pounds of mud that collected up underneath the Tesla. This is something that's going to cause these things to rust. You talk about electric vehicles. So, I mean, we get into this type of thing when we start picking winners and losers at the federal government instead of allowing the marketplace to do it. We do massive subsidies of everything that Elon Musk does, and we wonder, why Solyndra and Tesla and other companies like that are failing. And Tesla is in a lot of problem right now. This is a fan site that is showing this type of thing. So, yeah, I agree. Thanks, Paul. Thanks for letting us know about that. I think we need to try other types of energy. I'm for all for choice, right? And I'm all for people if they want to do internal combustion engines, fine. If you want to do hydrogen fuel cells, fine. If you want to do electric batteries, fine. But let the market sort it out. Let us have a choice instead of shoving one choice down our throat by subsidizing it. Let's go to Kirk in Michigan while we're waiting for Gabe Hoffman. Go ahead, Kirk.
Hi, David. Appreciate what you guys do, and good to see you back in the saddle.
Well, thank you. Thank you.
What I want to talk about, and I heard Mike Adams talk about it the other day, and I don't really hear a lot of people talking about it other than that, is this this popular vote, national popular vote bills that are getting passed through. I think they're at about 12 states right now, with a few other states that are.
Yeah, Colorado just signed on to that. I talked about that on my show. Yeah, it's a very dangerous thing to have direct elections like that instead of electoral college. I think it's very foolish for us to throw these things out without understanding why the founders put it in. And I've got a personal experience that I've related every time I talk about the Electoral College. But tell me what you think about it.
Well, it's scary, to be honest with you. And we all know that, where they want to head. They want to make sure that people like us in the red states and, middle America never get to have any votes anymore.
Yep. That's exactly what it is.
Yeah, and my main question, and I don't know if you have an answer, is federally from the Constitution, when we think about that, is there anything that they can do federally to subvert this, because I don't see how this can even be legal.
Well, I guess they're trying to slip this in maybe in some kind of a loophole, saying that the states have certain controls over how the elections are being conducted. I'm not really sure what they're going to be doing to try to get around the Electoral College. But, yeah, there are a dozen states that have said that they're going to do they're going to allocate the delegates with an at-large method. But I just give you my personal experience in the county that I lived in North Carolina. It was predominantly rural. One part of the county, they started putting in residential neighborhoods with high density housing because it was a spillover from an adjacent county that was very liberal. And the first thing these people did, as some of them got elected to the county government, they changed it from district representation to at-large representation. And once they did that, because they had a concentration of people in that one corner of the county, they got all of the seats in the county. And what they did then was they shut down the property rights of the people who owned farms who had been there for many, many generations. They basically were not allowed to do any development. They put restrictions on what they could do with their land, how they could sell it, and so forth. That is what we're going to see on a national level. You're going to have basically all the national level. The president will be picked by the people who are voting in Chicago and L.A. and in New York. And it won't just be the people who are voting there. It will be the politicians who are stuffing the ballots, because those big cities with a high concentration of people are notoriously corrupt. And so you're going to have just a few big cities that are going to be picking the president in these national elections. That's really what's going to happen with the if you get rid of the Electoral College. The founders put that in there, and we should ask ourselves what they knew that we don't, because usually they understood politics, they understood human nature, and they understood these types of devices much better than we do. And before we throw any of that stuff out, we ought to do a little bit more research. I think we've got Gabe ready now. Yeah, we do have Gabe ready. Thank you so much, Kirk. We're going to go over to Gabe Hoffman now, who is joining us. Again, Gabe Hoffman is a former hedge fund manager. He made a lot of money at a very early age. He was the youngest hedge fund manager they had on Wall Street back in 2000. He now has a production company that's produced a movie called An Open Secret, and we've had him on multiple times. It's about sexual abuse in Hollywood, and he is still talking about that. But also, we want to talk about Bob Mueller. You know, we just had come out. Thank you for joining us, Gabe. You know, Gabe, we just had the sentencing of Paul Manafort, and you got the left outraged that he didn't get 24 years in jail. I think that 47 months, 4 years is strict for that. When we come back, well, we're out of time in this segment. When we come back, we're going to talk to Gabe Hoffman. As I was coming in this morning, I hear people all over the political spectrum as to whether or not Paul Manafort got too stringent or too lenient a sentencing from Paul Manafort. But we're going to tell you what Paul Manafort did with a very high-profile pedophile, David Asimov, son of Isaac Asimov.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
The United States of Empire is a book that claims the United States is the empire of the world. George Washington had warned us against foreign wars. The United States of Empire shows that World Wars I and II left England broken. Its former colony, the U.S., had to save the empire. Was there ever a vote? Who do we fight for? The Deep State began with World War I. The United States of Empire by James Dunn. Available at Amazon Books.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight? At GCN Team, our healthy body weight loss system simply neutrifies the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Many people believe they don't control their own destiny. Let them continue just getting by while you make the choice to do something about your future. Imagine working from home, earning the income you deserve. Just visit startlivingyoung.com and click on the Be Your Own Boss tab. Discover Juness, a state-of-the-art global health company with over $1 billion a year in sales. They'll provide all the tools you need to succeed. Visit startlivingyoung.com today and click on the Be Your Own Boss tab. Your destiny awaits at startlivingyoung.com.
Welcome back. Joining us now is Gabe Hoffman, and we're going to go right to Gabe. Sorry, we had trouble establishing contact. You can find Gabe on Twitter at An Open Secret, also on Facebook. An Open Secret Doc is the name of his page there. We've had the sentencing of Paul Manafort. As I was saying before we went to break, a lot of people said, well, it's way too stringent. Some people said it was way too lenient. And let's talk a little bit about something that's up the kind of along the lines of the documentary that Gabe Hoffman put together, where he was looking at the sex abuse in Hollywood. And that is the high profile. Well, it actually isn't the high profile. The mainstream media didn't really cover it. But somebody who is very well connected, the son of Isaac Asimov, and how Bob Mueller treated David Asimov as he was found to have and convicted of child pornography. He had a lot of child pornography on his computers. He had child pornography equipment there, I believe. Gabe, tell us a little bit about David Asimov's case.
Sure. So we're going to talk about Robert Mueller's special deals for multiple pedophiles. Not just David Asimov, but also George Nader and, of course, Jeffrey Epstein.
Oh, yeah.
It's stories that the mainstream media won't cover. In this case, Robert Mueller was the U.S. District Attorney for San Francisco, and David Asimov, the son of famous author Isaac Asimov, was caught with thousands of videos of child porn. Not only that, he had duplicating machines. It was suspected that he was distributing them to Hollywood elite. The entire case was sealed, and Robert Mueller, you can see his signature right on the documents, he decided to let David Asimov off with 6 months of house arrest for Whoa. Thousands of child porn and distribution machines.
Well, I'm looking at these court documents that you sent us. One of the things that he was appealing was he said, well, I would be sentenced to, normally be sentenced to imprisonment for 30 months, but I want a downward departure. And he got it. I mean, people are saying, well, you know, we ought to have 24 years for Paul Manafort. One of the things that they said was otherwise unblemished record. Well, you know, I've heard all of these pundits talking about Paul Manafort saying, well, you're going to let him off because that's the only thing they caught him doing. It's absolutely amazing to see Bob Mueller and the double standard that we see here, but especially, as you're pointing out, multiple cases of pedophiles like Jeffrey Epstein and others getting the white glove treatment, so to speak, I guess we could say, and getting off with this when, they and the mainstream media doesn't ever cover this.
Yeah, and as Alex would say, we have the documents right here. This is not a conspiracy theory. This absolutely happened. And the local police at the time about David Asimov said of these literally thousands of child porn videos that they didn't have the manpower to even go through and catalog them. And, of Wow. course, we can talk about Jeffrey Epstein, who sex trafficked dozens of young women, underage teen girls, raped dozens of underage teen girls, and Robert Mueller, personally, as head of the FBI, signed off on the plea deal where Jeffrey Epstein got only 13 months in a work release program where he spent 16 hours a day outside unsupervised working and only 8 hours a day in a private cell in Palm Beach County.
And, of course, not only giving them light sentences, but completely redacting everything. You look at the court documents. And they're nothing but blacked out pages. I mean, this is like some kind of a top secret national security document. And this is about the exploits of a very elite pedophile. And they treat it as if it's national security. Maybe it is.
And not only were the optics around the deal and the ethics around the deal wrong, we've seen the documents now, the FBI vault, where Jeffrey Epstein was an informant for the FBI. The FBI and the government authorities were after Bear Stearns at the time. Remember, Bear Stearns had that hedge fund which collapsed just as the financial crisis was dawning. It was a big news item. The feds were looking for scalps, as it were. And Jeffrey Epstein, as a billionaire investor, had a small stake in the Bear Stearns hedge funds. So that's what was traded, information on the Bear Stearns hedge funds, for this very light sentencing. However, what was the result? The two Bear Stearns folks, their names were Ralph Chioffi and Matthew Tannen. The government took them to trial a couple of years later, spent millions of dollars, and guess what? They were found not guilty.
Do you think, and of course, you know, we've seen this over and over again. We know that they put people in these positions who have been blackmailed or who are blackmailable. Is there any evidence that the FBI was involved with Jeffrey Epstein so they could get evidence on people to be able to blackmail them in future? I mean, it isn't any secret to anybody. It's a known fact, if you look at Dennis Hastert, for example, that they knew that he was involved in pedophilia as a wrestling coach in high school. They groomed him for Congress, and then they put him in as the Speaker of the House for Republicans longer than any other Speaker of the House that they've had. And so they particularly selected him for that purpose. You think that certainly I'm suspicious that that's what's going on with the FBI. We know J. Edgar Hoover loved to do that type of thing. Do you have any evidence that that was going on with Bob Mueller and the FBI?
Well, we do know that Jeffrey Epstein had a number of very powerful celebrity and politician sort of clientele for his underage child sex trafficking. What we do know is that Prince Andrew, for one, of the UK royal family, is a known friend of Jeffrey Epstein. And it has been said that Jeffrey Epstein had multiple recording devices installed in rooms at both his island and his Palm Beach home. We don't know what the FBI got, and we don't know what is in them. But there's certainly every possibility of what you're talking about happening in reality.
Do you think that there's any chance that they are going to pry some of this open? They were, throughout the criminal trial, they were able to keep this stuff secret. They were able to suppress it, but now we've had a court decision as there are civil lawsuits are being pulled against them, and they're saying that we've got one judge that says that information being held back, being redacted and so forth was a violation of the defendants, or the plaintiffs, rather, who were trying to get some justice out of this. And so now it looks like this judge is amenable to opening up some of this information. I mean, what do you think is going to happen with this Jeffrey Epstein case now?
That's right. I think we are going to get the records unsealed. The real question is, will anybody ever be held accountable at the FBI or who was in a position of power, like the local prosecutor at the time, now Labor Secretary Acosta, where it has been shown that that deal was made with Jeffrey Epstein in violation of numerous federal statutes. But Jeffrey Epstein and David Asimov are not the only two pedophiles, convicted pedophiles, where Robert Mueller has made a special deal. Have you heard about George Nader, for example?
No, tell us about George Nader.
So George Nader is the powerful Lebanese-born lobbyist and businessman. He is a twice-convicted pedophile. Once was convicted in Virginia and served 6 months for child porn, and once in the Czech Republic served only a year for raping approximately 10 underage boys. Now, this convicted pedophile twice was flown in by Robert Mueller earlier this year as a witness to give a deposition to the grand jury in the case against President Trump. So Robert Mueller is so desperate to get something on Trump that he's willing to use a twice convicted pedophile and somehow trust his word about whatever he has to say regarding various business dealings of Donald Trump. It's simply amazing.
And, of course, we haven't seen any evidence of any wrongdoing. I mean, we've had people who have been, you know, they use this as a means to investigate a man and not a crime. There's never been any evidence with any of these people of conspiracy or corruption involving Russia, which was the original purpose of having this special prosecutor. But it's become apparent that Bob Mueller and his crew are there to investigate President Trump and anybody associated with him to try to tar him with any kind of implication if they can find any ancillary crimes or even manufacture some process crimes by charging people with perjury if they make statements that are even immaterial to the investigation.
Right. I mean, just because George Nader met overseas once with Eric Prince or met with Kushner or met with Bannon, you know, one time in New York City, that was reason enough for Mueller to call in anybody and everybody. The first thing that you think about is credibility and character in terms of a witness. So a twice convicted pedophile, it's simply remarkable. But of course, Robert Mueller isn't the only person in power who is not enforcing the laws to protect children and is helping pedophiles do their thing.
Yeah, it's been a long-term process. Stay with us. We've got one more segment with Gabe Hoffman. We're going to do it at the top of the hour. And then after that, we're going to have Dr. Nick Begich is going to be taking the fourth hour here on the Alex Jones Show. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insist on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.